following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Thursday, the 28th of May, the last day of the high school sports season in Nebraska with the final round of the state golf tournament. And you just transition right into the spelling bee. National yes. Spelling Bee, Jimmy. I'm not going to give you any hard words today.
Let's don't go there. Let's play some other game. Let's do something that, you know, I never go out for things that I don't think I'm very successful at. You know,
that's not a good attitude.
Isn't it? It's not? Like, you want me to go fix your car?
No.
You know, drive
no,
over.
No,
hey,
no,
can
no.
you help me out with this?
You have to practice on an old car.
Yeah, there
first.
You go. Right.
That's how it works. We've also got Women's College World Series going on, the French Open. Jack Sock looks like he's going to drop the first set in a tiebreaker in the second round of the French Open, the Lincoln native. Also, coming up on the show today, I want to get this out to you right away here. We've got Mike Davis talking about the Nebraska Danger, still playing pretty solid football. They beat Colorado this last week. They get to play them again in the quirkiness of the schedule, but this time it's on the road, and will they be able to come back, or will they need to come back in tomorrow's game? We'll also talk with Kearney chiropractor Dr. Rand Peterson. The Chiropractic Association is in association with the Bike Ride Across Nebraska Bran to do a couple of special things on this year's trip across the state, so we'll talk with Dr. Peterson about that, and that's coming up at the end of the show. They're coming right through our area, in fact, an overnight stay in Axtell. They stopped here in Kearney. What's that been, 3-4 summers ago when they made the trek across the Nebraska, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's coming up here in less than a couple of weeks, so we'll talk about that as well. And an update from the state golf tournament, which is going on, some really close team races. A and C have three teams within one shot of each other, which is almost unheard of, which puts a little extra pressure on you going into day two. Class D out here at Meadowlark Hills, it was, Overton came in with all their kids yesterday early. And when you watch that live scoring, you got to be a little careful because if you're done, that's what's posted. If you're not done, your number's going up. I mean, these kids just aren't going to be bringing in under par scores. There's a handful of them in Class A, and that's it. So that's the story there. And Overton, when they were finished, they were like fifth. By the end of the day, they were leading it by 8 shots. So Overton trying, as many people thought they would be the favorite, trying to bring home a state championship. And our man, Zach Zaleski, is right there. His teammate, Creighton Ryan's a shot back. But, again, it just befuddles me that it's like throwing the shot and running the hurdles. We've got a few kids that have done that. Zach Zaleski, a heavyweight wrestling champion and leading the state golf tournament in Class D. What that would be if he was able to win it today. You probably wouldn't have got those odds that he wasn't going to win state wrestling and he was going to win state golf. And just a true cool athlete, good kid. And we wish all the area guys the best of luck wrapping things up today. Also, Jimmy, here's something that I want to kind of start the show off with.
All right.
Depending on where you look, the over-unders are out for college football from Vegas. And Nebraska's over-under, have you seen any of these numbers
yet? No, haven't seen them.
Your guess, I think we've talked about it. What would you say would be Nebraska's over-under to get the most action?
8.75.
And I've seen 7.5 and 8.
Okay.
7.5 and 8. Your thoughts?
That's about where I should thought it would be. Last year they were 8.5, and they won 9 games. So they actually won the over. Of course, you got to remember, they were down 31-14 to Iowa. You know what I mean? So it didn't look very good for you if you bet the under. But they started out 5-0. You know, their schedule was very good to them, very kind to them, with Illinois and Miami of Florida at home. You know, and those are two games that could lose on the road. You know, and they won both those two at home. And Fresno was absolutely horrible when we played them in, like, week three.
You should see the look. Because it's going to continue to happen. We've talked about this almost since this show's inception. You know, to start small talk in Nebraska, one of the first things you'll say is, how do you think the Huskers are going to be this year? You know, what do you think? How many wins the Huskers are going to get this year? You should see the faces on people when I tell them 6-6. It is almost like appalled if you say 6-6, whether you mean it or not. If you say 6-6 and then give them any kind of a reason to back it up, they're having a hard time breathing. They have a hard time breathing. They're gasping for air, not believing that that could possibly happen.
Well, last year they were 8.5, and
you were in a bad book.
Randy Gregory was predicted to be the 5th overall draft choice at the beginning of the year, and they were 8.5. And Amir Abdullah had a chance at one time. He was talking about winning the Heisman Trophy. All right. Those guys aren't playing anymore. They're not on the team. You know, I mean, this is and plus you've got a whole new coaching staff, which, you know, I mean, how many wins does the coaches actually win here? I mean, you know, okay. And I'm being honest about this. Playing Miami of Florida at Miami of Florida is entirely different than playing Miami of Florida in Lincoln. You know, and playing Minnesota at Minnesota is not going to be easy. You know, so those are two games that I look at. If those were at home, you had a shot to win them, but you know, we ended up losing to Minnesota. And then that was probably the game. You know, when you looked at it, and the Minnesota game was probably the game that they were predicted to win. That was a game we were predicted to win. I think at Northwestern was tough, and we won that game. And then we win at Iowa. You know, so winning at Iowa and winning at Northwestern last year were two huge wins. And we were behind in the third quarter to both teams.
Interesting as you look at these numbers because – let's face it, until Phil Steele comes out with his magazine, which will be very shortly here, the over-unders, fans will just have an immediate reaction, and that's why Vegas does so good at this. I mean, if you say Alabama or if you say Oregon, I mean, it's automatic over. I mean, well, they take into account their schedule and what they've got coming back. I mean, they're not just throwing a number up there. If you say Army, UNLV, you throw out some of those teams that haven't been very good, then you just assume that they're going to go under. 95% of the people listening to this show today have no idea really how good BYU is. Or is going to be good, bad, indifferent. That's what makes these over-unders here in the month of May kind of something interesting to look at.
Yeah, there's like I said, I know there's people that come in and they substitute, and you've got running backs that can come in and fill in and do a job. But, I mean, am I wrong, Doug? You know, hey, you helped me out. How good was Amir Abdullah to that team last year? How many times, I mean, did he gain 100 yards and just keep the first downs going? Would you say he was the difference in the Iowa game? Let's be honest. We're down 31-14, and he breaks a run for like 70 yards, gets all the momentum, or was he not the difference?
No. He was not the difference. In this one, I say no. You know why? It was DeMornay Personnel. He had two kick returns. One he scored on, one set up another run. Kenny Bell made an incredible catch in this ball game. And again, then people, the line, the kicker, you know. Nine or ten of the games probably, but that was probably one of them. I mean, he was the difference in the McNeese State game, not just from the run standpoint, but I mean, in almost every game that he played, he was the difference. He got hurt when he couldn't play against Michigan State. That was almost the difference. I mean, Nebraska came within a pick of winning that football game on the last drive. I mean, it depends how you look at it too, Jimmy. I mean, consistency, which he was the most consistent player on the entire football team last year, or the ability to hit the bomb. And the reason Nebraska came back in that game was their ability to hit the bomb. Two big kick returns and a deep pass on a great play by Kenny Bell. and that set that up. But, I mean, Amir Abdullah is one of the greatest Huskers of all time, and I'm afraid that 10, 15, 20 years from now, he will not be viewed that way. He will be if you bring him up, but when you start talking about the greatest Huskers of all time, top five, top 10, I don't think his name will come up, even though he's the second leading rusher in the history of Nebraska.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair that Nebraska football players now, when their names are brought up, they have to be played on teams that were maybe really, really competing for the national championship. And that wasn't true probably when Tom Novak played and some of the guys, you know, when they're going, hey, he's an All-American player. He's really a good football player, but we weren't very good at that time. But boy, I'm glad we had him. You know, so, yeah, you're probably right. They had to be on those teams that were national champions or at least competing for national champions.
You have to make plays in big games. And it's obvious that that is why Bo Pelini is no longer here. They weren't making big plays in big games. Even the games that were appearing to be big, the big comeback against Ohio State, well, they were a 6-6 ball club that year, 7-5 or whatever it was. Same way with Wisconsin, with the big comebacks and Rex Burkhead making great plays. But that's how your legacy is made, big plays in big games.
Yeah, you know, the thing
is, Nebraska hasn't played in the postseason enough to have big plays in big games.
You know, well, when you go the 7.5 or 8.5, what you're saying is, you know, it could go two wins one way or the other at the max. So if they put it out at 7.5, you might win five games. You know, that would be probably the worst possible scenario. And 9's probably the best possible scenario. And I don't know if, you know, people are just counting on that 9 as it's been a number we've had all the time. And unfortunately for your coaching staff, this is a tough situation to come into because are people going to be happy if we win 9 games again?
Well, this year they will be.
They should be.
This year they will be, and I'm just going to drill them. I don't think the talent will be as good this year, especially on the offensive side of the football. But we'll see. That's going to be talked about all summer long. My vibe is not very good. It's going to have to really change talking to some of the boys that are there every single day, going to Chicago for media days, seeing spring or fall practice. Everybody says that Nebraska is closer to an 11-win team than a 6-win team, and I disagree, and I know I'm in the minority, and that's the way I feel today. I just, again, I don't think the defense is going to be as good. I think for Nebraska to be that 10-11-win team, this defense is going to have to be as good as the Ndamukong Suh defense that went to the Big 12 championship game and lost to Texas by a single point. It's not going to be. If it is, yay. I mean, every time, every year, somebody has to step up, becomes a great player, a superstar, you know, has to emerge. But Nebraska's got a lot of those places that they need to emerge. This will not be a good offensive football team. Now, I didn't say great. This will not be a good offensive football team. They better hope for average on this offense this year because I can't find anywhere. And that doesn't mean that the offensive line won't be good. I still banging my head about the running back situation.
Yeah, if your offense isn't good, who do you blame first? Well, the quarterback's going to be right in there. You're going to blame the offensive coordinator and definitely the head coach. Those three people are going to get blamed first. It's not going to be the offensive line. You know, it's not going to be the running backs. It's not going to be the receivers. Now, they'll get blamed, but they won't get blamed first.
So, and again, the interesting thing about this over-under, when you put the number and you don't put the half, you don't put the hook on it, say that Nebraska 7.5, 8.5, then if they win exactly 8, you're not winning, but you're losing, and it's not a big loss. You're losing your juice. So that takes 8 out of play. I give you $10,000 today, Jim, and say that you have to take one side or the other. I'm only going to give you this $10,000. You've won a contest. You win $10,000. Are you taking the over or the under on Nebraska?
And give me the number. If it's
8.
It's 8?
So, I mean, you can't take 8, so it's either 9 or above or 7 or below.
What I'm going to do, and I'm telling you right now what I'm going to do, I'm going to bet the over, and I'm going to hedge my bets in the state of Nebraska. Because they're going to have some, I'm going to hedge them on that side because the spread's going to be different a little bit, and you're going to be able to hedge your bets. But I'm going to bet the over on that, and then I'm going to start taking things as they go down the thing. Hey, give me Minnesota. Oh, okay, Minnesota's Nebraska game. Yeah, I'll take Minnesota, and I'll be able to get, you know, plenty of people to take Nebraska on. But I will definitely take the over on eight. But I think eight is the number I've been talking about that is probably the correct number. If it's 8.5, I'm going under, and if it's 7.5, I'm going over. But and I'm not very confident over at 7.5. Very confident under at 8.5.
Well, we'll see. That's the great thing about Husker football. It'll be talked about year round, and even more so on Hail Varsity with Chris and Gus and the gang every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'll throw a couple more out at you, and then we'll take a break, and Mike Davis will join us from the Nebraska Danger. Later on, we'll talk about the bike ride across Nebraska and give you an update on golf. But here's just a few to ponder out there on these 12-game regular seasons. Keep that in mind. These don't count conference championship games. Alabama, 9.5, but it's minus 145 to go over. And the juice is psychotic. Again, this is Vegas Insider. I mean, it's 40. It's 40 juice. 140 minus plus 105.
Yeah, that's right. You're taking 20% right there.
So over 9.5, under 9.5. Army, 3.5. Just throwing that out. Auburn, 8.5. BYU, who comes rolling in here, 8.5 as the over-under total for them. Colorado, 4.5. 4.5 for the Bucks, for the Buffs. Florida State, 9.5. Fresno State, maybe we should get them on the schedule again, 4. Georgia, 9. Hey, they think Hawaii's going to do well. They got them at 6. I don't know how many home games. They must have 6 home games. Other over-unders, college football, Illinois, 3.5. Indiana, 6. Iowa State, 3. Kansas.
What's Kansas at?
Jimmy. It's 1.5.
Kansas is 1.5.
And it's minus 260 to go over, plus 180 to go under.
Isn't that amazing?
So for the folks that don't quite get that, if you bet Kansas will win 0 or 1 game, and you want to bet $100 on it, if that happens, you'll win 180. But if you think Kansas is going to win 2 or more games this year, you have to invest $260 in Vegas just to get $100 back, plus your initial investment. Holy crap.
I'll tell you what I think the most interesting ones are. Stanford, USC, UCLA, and Oregon, because the Pac-10, you know, you've got all these schools like Arizona and Arizona State who can play a little bit, you know, and where are they going to be located at? And then you'll look at Oregon State, see what their number is, and then you'll know why Mike Riley was so glad to get out of Oregon State and come to Lincoln, Nebraska. What is Oregon State's number? Because Stanford, USC, UCLA, and Oregon are going to have high numbers.
4.
Oregon State's 4.
Oregon State is at 4, Jimmy.
And, you know, and they play 2 teams that are automatic wins, you know, so.
Oregon's 9.5. Ohio State, it's 11. So they're saying, are they going to go undefeated or not? Mm-hmm. And we'll take the hook on 11. That's what they're doing. Notre Dame is at 9. Some other Big Ten teams. Northwestern is 6.5. We've got, had a couple more here. Oh, Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan, 7.5. Michigan State, 9.5. Frank Solich, 5. At Ohio, that cannot be. That's not a good indicator. Texas, 6.5. Some other numbers out there for you. College football over unders for the upcoming season.
TCU. Give me TCU while we're on it.
Wyoming's 5, by the way. TCU. They got to be like 10, don't they? Maybe 10.5.
Maybe 9.5.
10.
10.
10.
And they play Minnesota.
So there you
go. First game of the year.
That's a little fun with some of the numbers. College football over-unders going into the 2015 season. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger, when we return.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll have breezy south winds with a high in the middle 70s. And we could see more storms tonight with a low near 58. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Oh yeah, Huey Lewis in the news, coming to the Nebraska State Fair this summer in Grand Island. Mike Davis already has his tickets. I suppose they're comped for the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, who joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going, Coach?
Not too bad.
You got your tickets for Huey Lewis yet?
No, I don't even know when they're going to be here. I'm barely getting through the first week.
Well, we'll go ahead and clear your calendar for the state fair and make sure that you're right there where you want to be. Maybe backstage.
That'll be all right.
Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on the Colorado Ice tomorrow. Very familiar, obviously, with them, Coach, getting to play them just last week. This isn't the first time even this season that you've had an opponent on back-to-back weeks, and we always chat about the pluses and minuses to that. You had to work to beat them at home, so what do you have to do differently now on the road?
Well, I think last week, when we played them, we had six new players playing. They were all rookies. And we made mistakes. Just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Especially was not great at all. And we worked hard in the short week of preparation to secure those mistakes and fix the ones that we could fix. And we'll go, go up to Colorado and give them our best effort.
Coach, I thought last week your defense stepped up when they needed to. I mean, anytime you got behind, you didn't score. You lost maybe missed a field goal, or you didn't score, and immediately the defense stepped up and got a stop, or at least got an interception turnover. I thought turnovers were key in the game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, kind of been our MO all year. Like, our defenses haven't played great all the time, but we've got stops or turnovers when we really needed them, and the offense came through for us when we got those turnovers. So, again, with Pig's fumble with turn for a touchdown, and then Trey Walker's pick six. I mean, and then I think Marlowe had an interception. So, those came at opportune times for us right when they were getting some momentum to kind of stop that, and we went down and scored.
Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You had to run the football. Usually we like to see that ball in the air. You mentioned the new guys. A lot of them are new receivers. How quickly can a group like that mesh?
I mean, we had a good week of practice last week. Guys just learning. This week we had another good week of practice. It's just, fortunately enough, with our off the line, we can kind of pick our poison with what teams want to give us. They want to take the ball out of Jamil's hand. Okay, well, we got to get enough off the line and proclaim that we can run the football. We've been able to run the football all year, and it makes us balance when we can. Of course, enough for Wayman, when we did catch the football last week, they got stopped inside the 10, and Wayman was able to take it. Wayman was able to take advantage of that and put it in them.
Talking with the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis, what was Colorado doing well? I mean, it sounds like had they won the turnover battle, they win this football game. What do you have to shore up before tomorrow night?
Our special teams. First and foremost, we got to secure up our special teams. I mean, obviously, the six new players we had, we're all on special teams, some veterans, and we just weren't sound at what we were doing. So we worked hard to secure that up, and I expect a better effort out of our special teams this week.
Yeah, you know, the kickoff return, they had a couple kids, and they ran kickoff returns and had a lot of success. That was a huge effort in the game. Are you going to do anything different? Maybe you don't want to say on the air, but is there anything different you're going to do on your kickoff coverage?
Yeah, well, I mean, we changed some personnel, and guys just, you know, it's crazy at this level. You know, there's a lot of guys that are offensive and defensive weapons that didn't play special teams in college. So you kind of got to go back and teach it from scratch. And we went back to day one X's and O's this week and really focused on the fundamental part of it, landmarks and things like that.
Coach, with so many new guys coming in last week, how's the roster? We got the same roster 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, finally. You know, I think we're looking for one more guy and then looking to just secure up this roster to take us to the playoffs.
Mike, how has the, I guess, dynamic of the team changed? We've talked the start of the year last year, the start of the year this year, that you have been able to bring back so many guys that have been core, you know, the Pig Browns, the Jameel Sewells, the Farquharsons, the guys, even a couple of the guys that are no longer with the team and they move on for a variety of reasons. You've lost a few of those core guys here, yet you're still 9-2. Is chemistry a concern? Is the passion trying to finally win the championship after being so close the last 2 years? Has that changed at all?
No, I think that the chemistry has actually gotten a little bit better. We've gotten a few more guys that are here for a purpose, and the purpose is to win a championship and to try to get some good film and get out of here. And they're gym rats. They're here strictly to play football. They don't get caught up in the extracurricular stuff, which is not much, but there's a lot of distractions when you're not keeping them in the arena, 8 hours a day.
How is Harcourt dealing with now just being the lone Farquharson on the team?
Good. You know, he actually hurt his knee in two falls 2 weeks ago. Just had surgery last week, so he's done for the season. But I mean, he's a trooper, man. He's been rehabbing already. He's ahead of schedule. Just within 2 weeks out already, and he kind of is the senior mentor of the secondary, so it's been good.
Hey, Coach, you know, the game is set up. I mean, actually, the league rules and the way that they make rules for the defense, the game is set up for a lot of points. I mean, that's what they want. They want, of any game I've ever officiated, I really felt like the offense has such an advantage over the defense on the things that the defense, they won't allow them to do. What are your thoughts on that? Do they need to change anything on that as far as stunts, or are you happy with the rules that they have in place?
I mean, I'm happy with the rules. Obviously, they set the game up for excitement and to score points. And, that's fine. You know, at the end of the day, defensive players have to just make plays, and that's it.
Coach Davis with us for just another minute here. Pig Brown's been with you for so long that we almost started to take him for granted, but he's leading your team defensively again. We touched on him having a big fumble recovery in the last game with Colorado. Are there places that you just continue to see him improve? I mean, it's hard to believe that a guy can just improve every single season, every single week when he's been at it so long, but he seems to be getting better.
You know, he's more focused now than I think I've ever seen him. You know, he's in it for one reason only, that's to make plays and try to help his team win a championship. You put him and Sewell school together, and Adrian Davis and Jamar Love, those four guys really, let me not forget, I guess on the offensive line, Darius Savage, those five guys really kind of put their heads together and are trying to wheel this team to wins. And at the end of it, that's what we need.
What are you watching, man?
The guys got on American Sniper.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that'd probably get a crew jacked up. And the last time we talked to you was the day before the Preakness, so I got to get your thoughts. Are we going to see Farrell bring it home? I think we may have won. Sorry, Coach. We'll let you go and wish you the best against Colorado, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mike. The bus is rolling, man. The bus is rolling to Colorado for tomorrow night's football game with the ice. You officiated the game. What are you seeing from the team, Jimmy? I mean, can you analyze it, or are you too?
Oh no! I definitely can analyze it. The ice had tremendous success with the kickoff returns, a tremendous success, and the game. It's really about stops and turnovers. I mean, it really is. It's about if you can get a stop. That's tremendous. But a turnover is really good, especially if you can return them for a touchdown. You know, but when you run kickoffs back for touchdowns, and I think they ran three back for a touchdown, and one of them got called back for a block in the back. You know, but I mean, you know, so they had three of those, and then they were always in. And when you're only on a 50-yard field anyway, and so when you kick off, you know, if you can get them and they have to inside the 10, then they have to go 40 yards compared to, you know, going 25 yards. So that the game's about stops. It really is. It's such an offensive flow to the game. And when you're looking at a game that's 67-57, I mean, it's a little different than the average football game because they've got rules where they can't blitz. Certain guys have to play man-to-man coverage. You can't touch a receiver after 5 yards. I mean, they've got some things that really make it difficult. So the offense gets a tremendous, and they've got a lot of offensive skills to stop. You know, so yeah. What I basically is what he said too is they had a lot of young guys playing new positions. Their quarterback, I think, is the best player in the league. I really do. I think he's one of the best offensive threats. He makes plays that are absolutely amazing. It takes some people to bring him down, but the thing of it is, over a 16 game season or 8 or 12 or whatever they play, this guy's taken a lot of hits.
Yeah, Jameel Sewell, he's
a lot of hits. Yeah.
Former MVP of the league, and they've been in the championship the last 2 years. They're 9-2. They lead their division. Of course, Sioux Falls on the other side is undefeated, so we'll see how it all plays out again tomorrow. Taking on the Colorado Ice, they have one more home game in the regular season to come next week. Wichita Falls, I believe it is. I don't have it right in front of me here, but one more coming up here for the Nebraska Danger. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday who had the more impressive run of those that have been in five or more straight NBA finals. LeBron James, Bob Cousy, Bill Russell, of course, with those great runs with the Celtics, and now LeBron, the only other player that has been in five consecutive NBA finals, and of course doing that with Cleveland and with the Miami Heat. What was more impressive, this was a little more split down the middle than I thought, but LeBron 54%, Bill Russell 46% was the vote there. Now, with all that's been going on with soccer here over the last 24 hours, which international organization would you trust more to make decisions without corruption? The IOC, which runs the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, or FIFA, which runs the World Cup of soccer? And both have had corruption. And I guess, Jimmy, when you got so many different people from so many different portions of the world, and let's face it, not everybody's values are the same, not everybody looks at things the same, in some ways it's not that your values are right or wrong, they're just different than a different part of the country. And I suppose the money that these guys are taking are lying in their own pockets. But if some of the money actually helped out their country, I can almost see why some of the things that have happened are happening. And whatever the situation is with this FIFA deal, whether the World Cup should have been in England and the United States instead of Qatar and where is it in 18? I can't even remember off the top of my head. That's my bad. But I guess which organization, I guess I'd say I'd rather have the Olympic Committee because I think there's at least a little spirit of the game there. So vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. But again, as Mike Greenberg pointed out this morning, is this an issue in the United States of America? Is this something that you care about? As a sports fan, Jimmy, is this something that concerns you, that you're paying attention to at all?
Oh, a little bit more now that it has to be brought up to your attention. You know, when we talk about different countries of the world and the president of the Congress, the Senate, or the Army, Navy, you know, anybody comes out and says, hey, we got to go over to this country. They're in a jam. Something's really happened bad in this certain country. I'm not aware that things were really bad in that country until somebody, you know, you read about it in the paper, the media tells you about it a little bit. You know, when I compare like what we were talking about a little bit, even in the state of Nebraska, you know, we argue a little bit about where we need to be playing these state championship games at. Should they be in Lincoln? Should they be in Omaha? Should Grand Island be hosting this? Should softball be in Hastings? You know, we try to take turns around, but, you know, the argument always is the same. In Omaha, there's 600,000 people there that can attend these things, you know, and you have something in Kimball. You know, you've really hit your attendance as far as how many people can actually attend it and go to it. But it's nice to have every once in a while. It's nice for them to host something, too. They're part of the state, you know, and I think that's what the problem is with the Olympics is that, yeah, hey, there's no doubt if you had it in the United States with the amount of money that people have that you're going to generate more income. And you have some other countries, too, that are very profitable. But, you know, it's tough to have things and not only, hey, you know, all these other countries are competing in it too, and they want to be able to host and at least feel like they have an opportunity. If they're coming with can you imagine if we had six cities and how hard they worked to get it? And here's their plan. And I mean, they just didn't go, yeah, let's put a bid in and see what happens. I mean, they are really working at that. So they have a vested interest in this now. You know, and then they come out and they say, okay, well, you get to have it in 2024, and in 2020 we're going to, you know, that's what they try to do. They try to go, hey, you've really come up with a good plan. We're not going to give it to you in this 4 years, but you're going to get it the next four. And I mean, so, you know, you have to be realistic and listening to what's going on. But I can understand, too, in Omaha, Nebraska, how many people live there that they need to, and how many kids are attending schools there. You know, that they need to have a few more things hosted in the Omaha-Lincoln area just because of the population base in our state.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question now at ESPNSuperstation.com. The World Cup's in Russia in 2018, by the way. And the other side of that argument, which we in being with the world of the high school sports that we know about, the other side of that argument is also, and you can see it in these smaller countries, if you place the event, whatever it is, in a smaller community, everybody, they're there. They're all a part of it, whether they're going, they're working, they're sprucing up their town. The bigger the venue, Omaha, the less. I mean, Omaha's going on its daily business. They don't. There's always something going on at CenturyLink Center. Oh, so this week it's state wrestling, big whoop. I mean, if state wrestling was in North Platte, it would be a bigger deal as far as the community that cares. So you got both sides of it. It definitely always makes sense to have it in the larger venues where there's more of everything. The nicer venues, the more places to stay, the more places to visit, the more places to eat, and on and on and on, where they may not care about it as much. Or the smaller venue where there are not so many of the amenities, but they probably care about it more, and that's where the heads always butt.
Great point. I mean, absolutely a great point. I mean, you're from Ord, and if Ord got to host something, can you imagine how excited they'd be to have that and how they work hard? And maybe, man, that's going to be it's going to be on every billboard, you know, or whatever you've got in town. It's going to be there. So you need to take turns, and all those things need to be looked at. You know, and the facilities you have. You know, I know, Hastings is with their softball facilities. They built this softball facility. They said, hey, we're going to take the time. We're going to build this nice facility. Well, you know, they'd like to host some things if they're going to build in a facility like that. Duncan Field, you know, has theirs. You know, Kearney's got turf on their baseball field. I mean, you know, there's some times where people go, oh, we can't play today. Well, Omaha Westside gets to play every day. They got turf in the infield and the outfield. You know, I mean, you know, if you want to play baseball, you go there because they're never going to get rained out. You know, so you have to have some things like that you know, that makes sense to me, you know, so you have some venues. But, you know, if somebody wants to take the time and host something, you know, Doug Koster's ran basketball tournaments around the Kearney area. You know, and he's done that himself. He said, hey, I'm going to put this on. I'm going to hope that these people invest into this. But, boy, it's gotten so big that he has to rent out UNK, Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, now Elm Creek. Hey, you know, Gibbon. He's got other gyms, Axtell. You know, he's got to spread that out. The arena. You know, he's if you got enough teams, you got to find the gymnasiums to have those things, too.
No doubt about it. If you'd like to be part of the show, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN, 1460, 1550, and as always, the Dent Popper inbox for your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. John Cook has a new assistant volleyball coach. We'll talk about that and the 35th anniversary of the Bike Ride Across Nebraska brand when we come back.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Nothing beats the freedom of hitting the road on your bike.
But each year, over 90,000 people are killed or injured in motorcycle accidents.
That's why the Nebraska Safety Center is here.
Call the Nebraska Safety Center at 865-8256 for classes for new or experienced riders and those who haven't ridden in a few years.
You'll learn the rules of the road with classroom and driving range instruction and skills that will keep your time on your bike safe and carefree.
More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center website or call 865-8256.
Motorcycle Education Classes, another service of the Nebraska Safety Center.
Ready for happy hour? How does happy hour where you get paid sound?
Every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Interstate All Battery Center in Grand Island is going to celebrate happy hour by paying you for your old or dead automotive, marine, and power sports batteries.
You can register for prizes and put some cash in your pockets for the weekend.
So check your backyard, garage, and storage shed and bring those batteries in for cash.
It's way more fun than checking the couch for change.
Happy hour, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Fridays. Interstate All Battery Center across Highway 281 from Home Depot, Grand Island.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings got lean center cut butterfly pork chops, only $2.98 a pound. 3 pounds of Midwest Pride sliced American cheese, only $8.77 each. And 3 pounds of hickory smoked sliced bacon, only $7.99 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Wednesday. Hey, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook has announced that Chris Tomas, or Tamas, they didn't tell us how, let's go with Tamas, as an assistant coach, and his wife, Jennifer, is joining the Husker as a volunteer assistant. Chris was the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator at Cal Poly the past two seasons. Jen was a volunteer assistant then. He is a former U.S. men's national team captain who also spent 2 years as an assistant at Minnesota. And so that is where Nebraska is with their new assistant volleyball coach. a lot of experience there, as you would expect for Nebraska volleyball. And so we'll learn more about that here over the next few days and months as we get ready, not only for football, obviously, but for volleyball. What do you think, NBA?
Well, you hit it right. You picked those two.
Well, you know.
You nailed it, didn't you?
Of course.
That's the two you had?
Of course.
It was, yeah.
It's not like picking the Super Bowl. But, I mean, it's pretty close. I'm pleased. But now we'll find out. Golden State, Cleveland, who you got?
Oh, man, I got to go with Golden State just because that was the side I picked. I thought the Clippers were the best. I thought the Clippers, that was a long shot, though. You know, I mean, my ticket was going to pay a little more than yours.
The Clippers should have been in the finals. Now, I don't know if they'd have beat Golden State, but they should have been there. They really collapsed. Well, the 35th annual Bike Ride Across Nebraska, which is known as BRAN, and I remember when this thing first got started. I mean, it just continues to grow and grow and grow. And this year, it will be run June 6th through the 13th across the state of Nebraska from Wanita to Murray. It stops there just on the outside of Omaha. And we are going to welcome in Dr. Rand Peterson with the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association, of course, longtime chiropractor here in Kearney, as it's the 100th year of chiropractic in Nebraska and 35 years of Brand and Rand. We could get a tongue tie going right here. Doc, how are you today? Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Doug and Jim. Thank you for inviting me in to join your show and support the Brand Ride and the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association sponsorship of the Brand Ride this year.
You guys, I mean, if you're riding across Nebraska, you can tell that we're sleeping in sleeping bags and on the ground and riding on our bikes, and we could use a little work. But how did these two come together?
Well, the Brand Ride is all about safety and having fun. And this year, with our 100th anniversary of chiropractic in Nebraska, we wanted to support this healthy lifestyle option. And so we decided this would be a great partnership, something that affects and impacts the entire state of Nebraska. And we're just very fortunate that we can support them and work with a worthy cause. They do a lot of wonderful things for scholarships across the state of Nebraska. And it's an opportunity for us to give back to a lot of small town communities in Nebraska also.
Yeah, interesting. And you do adjustments on these bike riders as they come in, correct? You're going to hold up a thing when they're a little tight, little thing. I was wondering, maybe if I just showed up and went like 50 yards, could you fix mine a little bit? Because it's feeling like it's off about a little bit on the right side here. Before you leave, I might have just be laying on the floor here.
We are going to set up a staging area for the Brand Riders, and we have a number of different chiropractors all across the state that are volunteering their time to support the Brand Riders. We'll have a SAG trailer with our logos and everything going across the state. We will set up in every one of the communities, and there's a lot of wonderful small-town communities that are going to be impacted, including Wanita, Cambridge, Eustis, Axtell, Clay Center, Wilbur, Syracuse, and Murray. And we'll have docs at every site there to help these riders. After you have your butt on a bicycle for 50 to 70 miles, you get a few kinks in your neck and your back, and we're going to be there to try and help get them on their next route the next day.
And part of this, there'll be some free will donations, which go into what Dr. Rand Peterson was talking about here with some of the scholarships and some of the small towns benefiting from all of this. And I think, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it came through Kearney 3-4 years ago and has always, if it hasn't every year, every other year has made a swoop right next to where we're all living.
Brand is all about safety, but they are also a very philanthropic organization in that they do Brand scholarships. They've got 17 standing scholarships, and three of them impact our direct area right here, including Central Community College, Mid Plains Community College, and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And in addition to those Brand scholarships, the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association is going to be making scholarship donations and community fitness and wellness center donations in every town that we stop at. So these small communities are going to be greatly impacted by these riders coming in, the scholarships that they get. It's a big deal for small town Nebraska.
Yeah, I think it's a great deal. I'll tell you what, the students that want to go to college, many of them have to take out a college mm-hmm. loan, and it takes them numerous years to pay this back, you know, to pay back their college loan. So what a great thing to do to help some student, you know, because there's $2,000 or $3,000 that, you know, you after 10 years, you know, you're still paying off this loan and you're trying to pay it off. And this way you might be able to help a couple kids that don't have to pay that and give them an opportunity to go to college.
Well, you're right, Jim. And to date, Bran has donated over $413,000 in scholarships. And on an annual basis, they award about $25,000 in scholarships. Plus, our Chiropractic Association is going to be adding to those donations this year. So we're going to be making an impact in a healthy way on a lot of lives.
Rand Peterson with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think I know the answer to the question. You'll have a different group of chiropractors at each one of the stops. You guys aren't going to follow them across the state, are you?
No, we've got several doctors that have kindly volunteered their time that'll be at different stops. A couple of us will be at multiple stops. My father, who is a chiropractor in North Platte, is actually volunteered to drag our trailer for several days, and then we have some other docs from the Omaha area that will pick up the trailer. But we've got several docs that have volunteered to do this from all across the state.
Outstanding. Bran is June 6th through the 13th across the state of Nebraska. And if you want more information on the bike ride across Nebraska, and I'm sure more about the scholarships, the web address is Bran, B-R-A-N. Then you've got the little, what do we call that thing? A dash, inc.org. Bran-inc.org. Is that where they find out more about the scholarships?
Yes, they can get more information about the ride and everything about the Bran ride at that website. And there still are a couple days open. They have open registration until Saturday, May 30th. If you still want to jump in and do this bike ride across Nebraska, you can still get in. There's a few openings left. We have several people from the Kearney area that are riding also. And it should be a really great, fun time. They ride in all kinds of weather. And you don't have to be an accomplished bicyclist to ride. You have to wear a helmet. You have to be safe. You have to know some of the rules of the road. But this is a family event. There are some really high-level bike riders on this. But there's also guys like the three of us that we really, if we wanted to do it, we could do it. So it's open to everybody.
It'd take us a little longer, Jimmy. Oh, but yeah. That's okay. That's the beauty of it. You see them roll into town at all times of the morning or afternoon, and you see them roll out at all times of the morning or the afternoon. They're usually taken care of with meals at each stop in the evening and when they get up. I know Coach Giffen has been in this. You told us, Tim Norwood, some other guys that might be riding this from our area.
Yep, and they're going to have a great time. This is a big bike ride, and it's also a camping trip. They go to these small communities, and they'll park it on their football fields, and they'll set up tents. The local communities really are in a big contest with each other to see who can feed the best food and support these riders the best way. So what a wonderful opportunity to have rural Nebraska, urban Nebraska come together and have a lot of fun. There are riders from all across the state of Nebraska. Probably 25 to 30 different states are represented. And over the years, there's been 10 different countries represented on the Bran ride. So this is it's a big deal.
Over 600 in this year's so far.
Yeah, do they do this in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, you know, Wyoming? Is this something I've noticed that the chiropractic is kind of an active role of advertising a little bit more and making people more aware of chiropractic care maybe in the last 10 years than they did in my previous 40, you know, before that. Is that true? Or you're getting out and talking. I mean, I know Nebraska football games, there's always an advertisement during the game about chiropractic care, which I know that's not a free advertisement.
Well, Jim, you're right. Actually, in Nebraska, we have a very strong association, the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association, which we are celebrating our 100th anniversary. We have done a lot of philanthropic things in Nebraska, and we do support Husker Athletics. We also support Loper Athletics locally here. We have an award called the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association Academic All-State Award, which is not just athletics, that deals with band and speech and debate and a lot of different things. Nebraska is a leader in the United States, in the entire nation, with chiropractic. So we're probably doing a little more than some other places, but that's okay. We're happy to take the lead and work with some of these areas also.
Dr. Ann Peterson with us here. Again, the brand is June 6th through the 13th. If you're interested in that, registration is still open through Saturday, brand-inc.org. You can visit their website, NebraskaChiropractic.org, for more information there. The event has been going on for 35 years, started by the Northwest Rotary Club in 1980, over $400,000 in scholarships awarded. Rand, is there anything else that we need to touch on here?
No, just if you're out driving the roads and you see all these bikers, give them some room. They're working hard. And one of the histories of the brand ride is, in all these years they've had the brand ride, there's been no serious accidents. We want to keep it that way again this year. And we thank everybody for their safety and their caution around the riders. I want to thank you gentlemen for advertising and promoting the brand ride. It's a really healthy thing for all of us to do, is to get some exercise and ride our bikes.
So it all gets going on June the 6th, and it's always a great event, colorful event, and each community always seems to have a good time with it. Rand, thanks for giving us some info on the ride.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with a few more comments and check the leaderboard at State Golf right after this.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Take a lunch break today at Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. How about an out-of-this-world taco salad, marinated Heartland steak sandwich, or grilled chicken, bacon, and Swiss? Full bar service, too. And you can play Keno and watch and wager on thoroughbred racing from all the top tracks. So race to the finish line, number one for food and fun.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
This is not a hobby. Unless you are a pro, you shouldn't try sports talk at home.
Sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
AICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Down to 28 kids in the National Spelling Bee. Did you ever compete as a little kid, or while an administrator, were you ever part of the spelling bees at all? I know I competed as a little kid. They had spelling bees at our school. Did you ever, were you ever a part of that?
No, that and penmanship, no one ever asked me to, you know, hey, you want to work on the penmanship or the, no, I never did that.
Okay. All right. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Graduations have been going on. The Midway Auto Group says, congratulations, graduate. You've earned something special. Now you can own something special as part of the 2015 Chrysler College Grad Program. It offers even more special incentives if you've graduated from college in the last 2 years or will graduate in the upcoming 6 months. If you're currently enrolled in a master's or doctoral program, you are eligible. When you purchase a brand new Chrysler vehicle, you get another extra $500 cash allowance on Chrysler 200, 300, Town and Country. They all offer the ideal blend of style, performance, and efficiency. So if you're ready to take that next step, you're going out into the world, you're ready to make an impression, well, nothing makes an impression better than a nice old Chrysler. Hurry into your Midway Auto Group, take advantage of this offer. You did it. Be proud. Get moving in a brand new 2015 Chrysler as part of the Chrysler College Grad Program from your Midway Auto Group. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, I almost think it's rigged sometimes in the NHL. They have done the right thing. It's just that they needed to be going into game sixes tonight and tomorrow and not game sevens, because then they're going to be over. And we're going to have a lot more hockey before we have NBA basketball. But to think that both conference finals on the ice are going to game sevens, that's pretty incredible. That shows you how, and I mean, not all these games in this round are going overtime and one goal. I mean, they're big swings, 5-2, 7-3, back and forth. But it's incredible watching these guys last night. I mean, it's scoreless for 30 minutes, and all of us, I mean, like in 5 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it was, Chicago, bang, three times. And then Anaheim gets back in it and cuts it to 3-2. But Chicago closes it out, wins it 5-2. Game sevens are going on. New York will host Tampa Bay tomorrow in Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. There's no better venue in the world of sports for a Game 7, you would have to believe. And then back to Anaheim for Game 7 of the Western Conference on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, when you play a best-of-seven series and it gets to the seventh game, you know, what you can really – just being there in the arena and every possession, you just, like you say, there's a lot of tension – and excitement in the Game 7. But it's fun to win Game 7. Oh, it's not much fun to lose them.
No. And there's more. There's more that I have to... I saw last night that NBC has the hockey, okay? Game 7. Game 7, and I believe it's the one tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, will not be on a national... It's on NBC Sports Network. What? You're killing your sport, man. It's a Friday night. Really, NBC? I ain't even looking, and I know you got nothing on that compares to a Game 7 of the conference finals of whatever sport. Bad move, bad move, bad move. It's too bad. It just, again, it kind of still shows where the sport of hockey is.
Yeah, like you talk. What's amazing to me is they have these college football bowl games, and it's, you know, it's a December 21st game, and it's two teams that are 6-6. And how many people watch that on TV? I mean, they have the, you know.
It's amazing.
How many million people are watching that thing? Their TVs just, people like that sport in the United States, you know, compared to Game 7 in hockey in the NHL, you know.
I noticed. I got a little comment on it at the end of the show yesterday, and then we found out yesterday afternoon. And I if I have to tip my hat to say it's the way of the world, it's sad. I mean, Tim Miles got a 21% pay hike. I'm just shaking my head. It's silence. $2 million a year because they got hot for a month.
Well,
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. If that's what it takes to keep Tim Miles, fine. Where's he going? 13 and 18 ain't getting you a better job.
Yeah, I don't. I think we all probably don't understand how this works, I guess. But, you know, that's $167,000 a month. You can live off that. You
so.
Know.
Even if you had to give some to your agent.
But yeah, like you say, I mean, if people aren't in a normal job. I mean, if, you know, you don't get a 21% raise and something really's happened, you know. I mean, they have these in your contract. Last year, if Nebraska finished in the top four in the Big Ten, he got a bonus, and he got that the previous year because they finished in the top four. You know, it's in there in the contract. I know Frank Solich had a $50,000 incentive if they made it to the NCAA football championship game that 1 year, and another $50,000 if they win it. You know, so they're in there, but that's a little different than to go on 13. What did you say the record was?
13 and 19.
Yeah.
That's just 13 and 18, excuse me.
And we're competitive in some of those games. They won like we got beaten overtime.
There's very few times that I just don't. I think it ends up becoming a political commentary or, you know, how life is and all that, so I don't want to go down that road. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. Not, again... Not because of the man. I mean, we all seem to like Tim Miles, and he's a good guy and all of that. It could be Joe Blow over here. The results aren't there to be making $2 million a year at Nebraska. They just aren't. How can Sean Eichhorst, I mean, he's going to justify it by saying, well, we have to keep up with the guys in the Big Ten, and this is what the average is. I just... befuddles me.
Yeah, Bo Pelini getting $3.9 million. Is that what his payoff is? Is it 3.9, Doug? Is what he's getting? So I understand what you're saying. We kind of look like we have a lot of money, more than other people think maybe we do have. You know, we're doing things and we're going up. Hey, we need to raise money and we need to have donations and we need to do this. They're asking people for donations, and then you say, hey, well, we're paying this guy $3.9 million and he's not paying. Well, he's not even coaching our teams anymore. But we made a mistake here because we gave him this much money and now we've decided to fire the guy, but we still owe him this much money. It's hard for me to think that how much I want to donate to something that's made that kind of a mistake, you know. Doug, am I completely off base? Help me out, Doug.
You're never completely off base.
Never completely off base.
You've never been picked off once.
Yeah, I've never been picked off.
Jimmy, we do have breaking news that has just come down to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, and it comes from the folks at the Viero Event Center and the Tri-City Storm. A man that has been with them since day one is stepping down. Greg Shea is leaving the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. The president of the organizations will resign to accept another business opportunity effective June the 18th. So he's going to get out of there the day before Scott Van Pelt gets off the radio. So, because he doesn't want to share the limelight, you know, Shea, he gets his day, and then Van Pelt will get his day. Shea has been the president of the hockey team in the Event Center since 2009. Shea said in a statement, "I've had the great pleasure and pride to represent the Storm and the Viero Event Center as the president for the past 6 years. I've made a professional decision to move on in my career, one that's very difficult and took a lot of time. It's especially difficult when you work with great people, great ownership, and represent two amazing brands." Shea was with the Storm from 1999 to 2008 as the vice president of operations, took a position as president of the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce, and returned when Kirk Brooks took over the ownership of the team in 2009. So that was a very quick turnaround there. And more to be talked about here with some of the story that has just broke here. Shea initially started his career in sports management with the Omaha Racers, the semi-pro basketball team, back in the early 90s, 89 to 95, and got his start in hockey with the Omaha Lancers, director of player relations, merchandising manager, assistant general manager, working with Ted Bear, kind of his mentor through all of this. That is a huge loss. There have been a ton of personnel changes out there at the Viero Event Center. A lot of it occurred kind of during the blow up there before Kirk Brooks took over, and then maybe just when he took over because of people that he may have wanted to bring in and changes for a variety of different reasons. But we've seen a lot of the guys, many of them now employed at UNK, a couple of them at other places right now. But Greg Shea was the rock, the cornerstone of everything that has ever happened at the Viero Event Center. I don't think that I'm overstating that, and everybody that works there does a great job, and I think they would agree. Greg Shea was is in the city of Kearney one of those leaders that you need and want to have. Greg Shea will be very hard to replace, which I'm sure they'll find somebody very capable. Mr. Brooks knows his business sense and business savvy, but he will be very difficult to replace at the Viero Event Center.
Yeah, very well said. And this compliment is a tremendous compliment you gave him, Doug. And I know he'll appreciate what you've said. What he did was, when he made a decision, I trusted that this was going to be a correct decision. You know, I trusted that, hey, they did this. Hey, that'll probably work. Greg's behind it. He just didn't make it on a quick whim. You know, he's decided. And, you know, his credibility on what he's done in the past, thought, hey, that's credible. What he's done in the past has worked. I believe that this is going to happen, and I think that this is the right guy, and this move we've made will help the event center. It's a way to generate money. And, like, you know, whether they brought a concert in or whether they brought in, you know, the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament out there, or whatever those decisions were with the hockey and the moving the game to this time. Hey, this game, we're going to play it. We've talked to everybody involved. This will be a 2:05 start. This is going to be a 7. We can't play on this night anymore because we don't get people to come on that night. You know, he made a lot of decisions. Like you say, it was trust. And you know, I don't know how much he was involved with
the coaching changes or league offices when they picked it, you know, they picked that type of stuff. But just running the arena, definitely tough loss.
So there you go. Greg Shea stepping down at the Viero Event Center, and we'll have more on that. The only thing is that I'm concerned about now with all his sports background is that there's not a press release coming out from our corporation saying that he's taken over this show. As long as he's not doing that.
Well, he,
I'm guaranteeing that's not happening. Well, he wouldn't take that cut.
We could take 3 days a week here. I'd be all right with me. If he did three, he can do three. He just can't do more than my two shows.
Mark on our Twitter at ESPN 1460 1550 says, even if Tim Miles fails, by paying him, we show the next guy we are committed to basketball.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think that's what it's about. You and I were talking about, wow, when does this end, kind of? When do we kind of say, hold it? You know, when did this end? Because you can do things. You can do things to adjust a salary, but you need to do certain things. I mean, we get coaches fired all the time because, you know, they didn't win enough games. You know, I mean, you didn't win enough games. And, you know, some of it is you are in such a high when you come to the University of Nebraska to be the football coach. You know if you lose that game, can you imagine what that's like? Because there's not two or three people upset with you. I mean, you know, there is an entire state that's upset about the way you're playing and what you're doing and the decisions you make. And it's an ongoing thing that Tim Miles has had to do. But, you know, he was at Colorado State. And, hey, he wanted to come to some place. I mean, his goal is, hey, if I can get a Big Ten job someplace. But, you know.
Well, Tim, you're getting your check.
Yes.
I hope he finds the results to go along with it. I mean, right now he's guaranteed $10 million, right? 5 years on his contract. Doesn't have to do another thing. That's just wrong. This is wrong. And I'm going to disagree. Mark, I disagree. We built Pinnacle. We built the Hendrick Sports Complex. We gave him a big salary when we brought him in. How much more do we have to show that we're committed to basketball at the University of Nebraska? What else could we possibly? I mean, and that's a question. If there's something else, you can let me know. I mean, you can't pay Tim Miles $5 million. I mean, if you go like the football people do and go get one of the top 10 coaches in the country and bring him in and want to pay him $5 million, I guess if you say that's the commitment to basketball, we built a brand new facility, multiple brand new facilities. We've done everything we can. I mean, they got iPods in the showers. What do you want? Our commitment to basketball can't be any higher than it is right now. By giving Tim Miles a 21% pay increase yesterday, No. State golf, we'll wrap it up with that. Legion baseball, you went to Columbus yesterday. Yep. Carney Renzo was a winner.
Yep, Carney Renzo won 4-2.
And
5-2, sorry.
5-2, and Post 52 fell 7-6. Shelton Gibbon beat Carney Little Caesars 17-11, and 5 points juniors 9-7. Home Federal for Grand Island got off to a good pitching performance last night. The seniors beat Gretna 5-1 and 5-0, and the juniors in Grand Island split their doubleheader. It's really early in the second round of the state golf tournament, but just taking a look at Carney's Austin Murray, he's even through the first four holes today, which moves him up to a tie for seventh in Class A. And as far as the team, they kind of updated after 4-9-13, and then at the end, Creighton Prep right now has a 7-shot lead, so they're off to a little bit better start here today. A 7-shot lead over Papillion La Vista, Millard North farther back, Kearney and Grand Island remaining in the 10 and 11 spot in Class B. Noah Hoffman of McCook, the first round leader, even through his first four holes at Riverside, he has a 2-shot lead right now over the field. Caleb Badura, 2-under, the freshman from Aurora on the front nine, and he is 4 back in the tournament, currently tied for fourth. So a story that would be. And in the Class B team race right now at Riverside, Scottsbluff is up by 10 on Beatrice. In Class C, a very tight team race individually. It's also very close. Dana Van Ostrand, the first-round leader, has a bogey early. He has a 1-shot lead over Jay Cottom of Thayer Central. Tucker Krasinski of Central Catholic has an early bogey, so he is 2 shots off of the lead right now. And as far as the team race, there was one stroke that was between the top three teams coming into the day. Right now, Grand Island Central Catholic has a 1-shot lead over Bishop Newman. Ord has moved into third, but they're 9 shots back, and Lincoln Christian has struggled early on. They went from 1 down to 12 down at this point. Kearney Catholic's up a spot right now. They're sitting in eighth in the team race. And an unfortunate situation yesterday at Meadowlark. The defending state champion, the young Cush kid from Humphrey St. Francis, got disqualified yesterday after his round for there's so many rules. He just got DQ'd for breaking one of the rules. And Trevor Cush, who won it last year, just a sophomore, now trying to come back and help his team out today, hopefully, in the team race. But, you know, as a former golf coach, there are, even the golf coaches can't put all the rules out there. But it happened, and he's out. And Zach Zaleski has a couple over here early on, so he's no longer in the lead. It's Kyan Neal of McPherson County, a two-shot lead over the field, including Zach Zaleski and Creighton Ryan of Overton in Class D. And in the team race out at Meadowlark Hills, again, very early on, Overton has a seven-shot lead over Randolph, and Creighton is 18 back, so it looks like it'll be between those top two teams right now.
I got a heck of a story. I know we don't have much time, and I'm going to tell it to you, Doug. In golf, sometimes I get a little disappointed with what other people call on other people. Now, I don't know what this situation was, but I got a story for you. There was a tie for 10th one time, and that's they had 10 medals. They now what they do is they give both a medal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they don't play it off, but they had the two people tied for 10th, and what happened was they waited for the whole tournament to get over. There was also a tie for 7th, and they teed off first, and they teed off for 10th. And anyway, what happened is you'd have four of your teammates are watching the playoff. And anyway, a kid from Gibbon teed off and hit his ball, and it was right down the middle, pretty good shot. Hey, way to go, good shot. And somebody picked up his bag and handed it to him. You know, as he after he hit the shot, like one of his, the fourth guy on the team, goes, hey, when that shot picked up his bag and kind of handed it to him. And he went on and finished the hole and won by a stroke. And the other player said, hey, you had a caddy. And it was an illegal caddy. You didn't use him in the first round, and you used your caddy because he handed the clubs. And technically, that's a two-stroke penalty, see. And now, so I don't want to win like that.
No.
You understand what I mean? I do not want to win like that. So I don't know what happened. And I'm not saying maybe he signed his scorecard incorrect. Maybe he put it on there. You know what happened. Okay, I'm not going to go in any further.
Yeah. It had
nothing to do with that type of stuff, yeah.
Hopefully not.
Good.
Hopefully not. Doug and Daddy's show will be back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have some state champion golf coaches to chat with. Central Catholic and Overton right now are setting number one in C&D at the moment. We will have updates again. They started a little earlier today, but Lincoln did have some rain this morning, so I don't know how that affected it. They're, according to the real-time scoring, not as deep in the round as maybe you thought they would be at this time, but they got started an hour early. They're trying to beat any storms that may be coming across the state this afternoon, so we'll have information for you there. So the finals of the state golf, Brian Munson of Rivals.com to talk about what's going to be going on with the Huskers and some of the latest recruits. Want to thank our guest today, Rand Peterson of the Nebraska Chiropractic Association, talking about Brand, the bicycle ride across Nebraska, and their partnership with them. Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis will be joining us as well. Jimmy, take Friday off, why don't you?
Yeah, I will. I'll see you June 1st. June 1st.
That'll be beautiful. We'll see you then. Have a good one, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.